The Doyle administration, Republican lawmakers, and the business community crafted the jobs bill behind closed doors. The legislature quickly passed the measure with little in the way of public hearings on the final draft of the bill. Governor Doyle has signed the measure just 2 days after legislative passage. He won't call it the Job Creation Act.
What I signed was the regulatory reform bill.
Doyle says the bill significantly improves the process the DNR uses for granting many air and water pollution permits without lowering environmental standards. He says it'll attract some businesses and help others expand. But Doyle won't spell out the number of jobs the measure may create.
You know, there's no easy way to do it. I do think that when you can get a permit for a new piece of manufacturing equipment in 90 days instead of 2 years, the companies are more likely to put that equipment into Wisconsin.
Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club says she supports economic growth.
However, no one has been able to point to a single job that will be created by the so-called Job Creation Act. That was a subject of quite a lot of debate on the floor of the legislature, where legislators were asking what they were going to get for passing this bill, and no one could identify any jobs.
Terrell says what Wisconsin may be getting is some harm to public waters and a lot of confusion over whether shoreland owners can put in things like erosion control devices or a pier. Several environmental groups plan to meet next Tuesday to decide whether to file a lawsuit against the measure. They say they're also moving quickly because 23 activities would be exempted from public review, and there could be an early start to the spring construction season. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.